Hey, it's Chris, Safety Dog here. I've got a kind of a special episode for you. I've been geeking out on something new that FMCSA just released about a week ago, and I'm really excited about it. I know not all of you are going to share the excitement about this new product, free, it's not for sale. But I tell you, I think it's a game changer. It's a game changer for safety managers. It's a game changer for truck drivers, dispatchers, and transportation managers. I think this is flipping awesome that FMCSA put such work into a new tool. And they made it for free. Sorry, they didn't make it for free. They made it available to you and I for free. And I want to show you this today because I think it is really important and a great step forward. This episode of the Doggone a Trucking Podcast is brought to you by the National Recruiting and Retention Symposium. It is being held virtually on October the 22nd at 10 a.m. It's a two-hour event, and the whole symposium is wrapped out by Stephen Lakowski addressing Driver Inc., where we are today and where we need to be tomorrow. And let me give a shout out to Truck Right, as they are the platinum sponsor. The link for registration for this event is in the show notes below. I would urge you to click on the link and take advantage of this free symposium. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Dog on It Trucking Podcast. When it comes to trucking safety, the dog is on it. So with that, let's get on with the show. All right, what the heck am I talking about? All right, let's get into it. All right, here it is. This new tool, and I'll put the link in the show notes below so you can get this too. They've given us a tool where we can do our own logbook questions. And this happened recently. One of the, we all know, September the 29th in the US, new rules came out. And I was getting emails based on some of these videos that I've produced. And I was having a real discussion going back and forth with somebody who is quite knowledgeable and very polite, but they were telling me I was wrong. And I may still be wrong. All right, there's no guarantee that Chris Harris is right. And I repeat, they were very polite, and I respect that so much. We were going back and forth as to split sleeper berth after the 29th of September this year. Everything I read from FMCSA says that the two pieces of the split sleeper berth both stop the 14-hour clock. And this person was saying that you're not correct, that the first piece or the smallest piece of them won't stop the 14-hour clock until we complete the second segment of the split sleeper berth. And I found that fascinating, and everything that I've read didn't support that assumption. And I say that, and you can hear me hesitate, because the wording that the FMCSA used is not crystal clear, in my opinion, either. And I can certainly see where this gentleman was coming from and how he was interpreting the FMCSA wording. And it really scared the bejesus out of me that I'd made several videos that could have been wrong. And so I was doing more research, and I really have to say, he just about had me convinced. And then this tool comes out. And yeah, I'm so excited about this. This tool comes out, as you can see here, it comes from the Federal Motor Carrier. They included four samples that you can pull up and you can see yourself. So this one here is the revised 30-minute break. And you can see there's no violation. And if I click, I've got to actually click on the website. So here, no 30-minute violation. And then, of course, we've got another one, a sample here with a 30-minute rule violation. Well, I don't want to talk about that. Let's get into the split sleeper berth. So they provided us with some samples. And here is the split sleeper berth sample. And as you can see, they've even explained when exactly the violation happens. So here, the X's are violations. And you can see down in here, the first X represents driving beyond the 14-hour rule, the duty period. And that starts at 2100. So there, 2100, the driver's driving beyond. Well, let's look at it. How did that happen? Driver started at midnight. So 14 hours later is 2 p.m. or 1400. The driver has not spent any time in the sleeper berth. This 1 hour of off-duty does not qualify as a way to stop the 14-hour clock. So at 1400, the driver goes into the sleeper berth. He was there for 7 hours, which is one of the new splits, right? 7 and 3. But in this case, there is no 3. So as soon as the driver starts to drive again at 2100 without having 10 hours off, of course, that's a violation. And it's a 14-hour rule violation. The 11-hour driving rule violation doesn't start till 2200 hours because he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 there, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then, of course, one more, and now he's in the 11-hour rule violation. So he gets 2 violations for that. So that's pretty clear. I can dig that. I'm old. I just said I can dig that. My God. All right. So let's get to the one with no violation. And here we are. Sorry, let me click on that. So, no violation now. This is flipping awesome. And as you can see here, again, we start at midnight. We come on duty and do whatever for an hour. We then drive for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. Jump into our sleeper for 3. Driver starts again driving. And so this would be hours 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 hours of driving. The driver was in the bunk for 3 in the sleeper berth, goes back into the sleeper berth for 7, totaling of 10 hours, as you can see here. And when he comes back on duty for 1 hour, he's on duty. There is no violation. Now, he has driven his 11 hours today, so he can't start to drive again, and at 2300 hours goes off duty. So that's perfect. But here's the power of this tool. We can create our own events, and let me show you. So now I have added 2 events to this experiment, and as you can see, we've got X's. So in this case, the driver came on duty at midnight, was on duty for 1 hour, and then started driving. Well, already at 9 o'clock, the driver is in violation. Well, why? Down here. The driver is driving beyond 8 hours of drive time without having a 30-minute break. Perfect. That's correct. At 12 noon, we're breaking the 11-hour driving time rule, and at 1400 hours, we've been on duty for 14 hours now, and so we're breaking that rule. Let me add another event. And how do you add an event? You scroll up to the top here, and for some reason it's not moving. Don't you love it when you're shooting a video and the internet crashes on you? All right, so I'm reconstructing what I'd done. And let me show you how to add an event. So I'm working on October the 1st, so I simply picked the date again, October the 1st, and you can see I started driving at 1. Well, now I want to go into my sleeper berth, so at 6 a.m., and you have to pick the zeros, at 6 a.m., I'm going to hop into my sleeper berth, and you simply say add the event, and there we go. So it already moved it up there. So let me do a few more things and I'll come right back. I don't want to keep you in suspense too long. All right, so again, game changer. I've inputted the split sleeper berth. So I put 3 hours into the sleeper berth because I'm going to do 3 and 7. And then I went off driving again. And as you can see here, I've already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. And then I went 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I've got a total of 12 hours before I jumped into the sleeper berth. And you can see here that I've got two X's. So the first X, if you scroll down here and I'll get my head out of the way. The first X is I have been driving beyond 14 hours because this section does stop the 14-hour clock, but you must add the time before and after each section in order for it, for you not to be in violation. So the 14-hour clock, if you look at it, I've got, let me scroll down here, whoops. So as I said, I've got on duty time, I've got 6, 7, 8, so right up to 14 because this 3 hasn't yet stopped the 14-hour clock. So I think it's Jeff, he was correct. Until we go into the split sleeper berth here, so in order for this to be correct, we now have to go into the sleeper berth for the remainder of my 10 at 2 p.m. So let me pause it. I'll make that change and I'll show you how it corrects itself on here. So as you can see, I went into the sleeper berth at 2 p.m. or 1400 hours, and now I have no X's. And of course, I have to be in the sleeper berth now for a total of 7 because 3 plus 7 equals 10. We still got to do our 10. And you can see I've already got 10 hours of driving in today and I'm splitting my sleeper berth. So it's awesome. And of course, the split sleeper berth is also going to give me my 30-minute break as long as I don't continuously drive for 8 hours now. So I think this is awesome. I think this is a game changer. You can do this yourself. Get on here and play with it. Drivers, if you've got any questions about the logbook, about your GPS system, about your ELD system, you think it's wrong, get on here. Play with it. Dispatchers, when you don't understand the results of your ELD system, get on here. Work with it. Play with it. I think it is great. It's a fantastic tool to work with. Now, if any of you have comments, please leave me a note in the comments below. Do you have some examples that you would like me to do for you? Leave it in the comments below. And most importantly, ask me questions. What would you like me to cover here in Safety Dog? Let me know if you're a truck driver. Leave me a question. What question do you have that you would like me to address? If you're a safety manager, what question do you have that you would like me to address? Is it driver files, maintenance files, company policies and procedures, logbooks, ELDs, that type of thing? What is it you would like me to answer? And as always, please give it a like, a subscribe, give it a thumbs up. I appreciate you all so much for tuning in on a regular basis. This is the Dog on It Trucking Podcast, and Chris Harris is out. Thanks so much. I hope you loved the show as much as I did. Please leave us a like, a thumbs up, a review, a comment, a rating if it is in your heart. Thank you so much. And I do really appreciate your time. And join us again next week for another exciting interview.